Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we would like to meditate on another aspect of God's wings, untiring wings. I would like to read from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30 and 31. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. This prophecy is from the book of Isaiah. And we know the book of Isaiah is divided into three parts. You have the first Isaiah, chapter 1 to 39. The second Isaiah, chapter 40 to 55, and the third Isaiah, chapter 56 to 66. So the second part, the central part of the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 to 55, is also called the book of consolation. This comes from the time of exile. The people of Israel were defeated, the temple was destroyed, and people were deported, carried into exile in Babylon in the year 587. And they were there in exile for almost 50 years. It was in 538 that they could return. Those who came into exile were all in despair. They thought God had abandoned them, that they were lost, totally lost. So this is a people who lost everything. They lost their country, they lost their temple, they lost their king. There is no sacrifice, no way to meet God, they thought. That's how they experienced despair. The people in exile were without hope. Isaiah 40, verse 27, expresses this hopeless situation. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? So they thought God had forgotten them. No, God did not forget. There could be situations like this in our lives. The present disaster, the situation might be hopeless. We may have heard the news or given the report, medical report. The doctor has said, you are terminally ill. A cancer is eating out your organs, internal organs, and you have only 6 months or 3 months left. Or maybe somebody met with an accident in which the entire family has been washed away, or the sea, or in plane crash, or whatever. Disasters strike our lives. Lose your job, lose your hope, and lose your strength. And then we think that we are all lost. Here comes the consoling word of God. Even though the situation is desperate and without hope, there is God in your midst. The people in exile were without hope, but there God sent the prophet with a word of hope to console. Console my people. Tell to Jerusalem that her slavery is over. The people are asked to trust in God. Isaiah 54:7 gives an explanation to this situation. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. The present disaster, the present struggle, the tragedy is only for a brief moment. With great love, he will come. And when he comes, you will rise like eagles. So your youth will be restored, your strength will be back, and revived, refreshed, you will soar like eagles. And this is how God promises. So this gives us hope, this gives us strength. Take heart, he is with us, and he will allow us to fly high to the Lord. Amen.